Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
I love it, Jimmy. I love it. Here we go. I guess we can officially call it a Football Friday because you've got Dolphins preseason action.
Yes.
And let me tell you something. When you say Football Friday and it comes through an FM radio signal,
woo-hoo!
Look out. 104.3 FM, WQAM, Miami sports leader. We appreciate anyone who's listening to us on the brand new FM signal, which is exciting for us. Hopefully it is for you. I've been listening to the radio station today on FM, and it is a remarkably different experience, is it not?
It really is. We were talking about it yesterday, and you know radio to a higher level than me. But listening to Joe, listening to Tobin and Leroy coming in, I was like, yeah, this is different.
Well, we appreciate everyone listening. The brand new signal, 104.3 FM WQAM. And it is a Football Friday. And Crowder and I are in studio here in Miami with Jimmy. Solana is sick today. He'll be back next week. Mm-hmm. And Josh Appel will join us for headlines and added content throughout the afternoon, so we'll welcome in Josh Appel. Hello, Joshua.
Hello, gentlemen.
Appreciate you being here. So this is interesting. Josh had sent me a text of a tweet, and I actually double-checked it to make sure that he didn't get fooled by, like, a spam account. But, you know, who would impersonate Joe Shad on Twitter? But in case someone decided that they were doing a Centel version of Joe Shad, I double-checked it just to make sure, because, you know, the Dolphins are having this joint practice with the Bears, and it says, holy crap, Mike McDaniel jumped in to break up a scrum. He was fired up, all caps. Tyreek Hill and Teron Armstead ran in from the sideline, too. What the hell's Teron Armstead doing there?
Security.
D. Eskridge and Kevin Byard were key combatants. So I told you that Mike McDaniel jumped into a scrum, and your initial reaction off the air was, hey,
get in the last out of there. He's no Mike Vrabel.
But he sees Vrabel, and they're trying to reconfigure the narrative.
Change the identity.
And if you're going to ask the team to be aggressive and physical and stand on your business, you got to kind of practice what you preach, right?
You do, and he sets the standard for the team. They take the identity of their head coach and all that stuff. But slapping somebody between plays isn't the physicality I'm talking about. I'm talking about whooping butt between the whistles, strong, aggressive play calling and decision making. Those teams do seem to get in more rifts than the softer teams. So if they want to take that on, I want to see it on and off the field. Don't just get in a bunch of fights and say you're tough.
But I'm excited just to see what this turns out to be. And we'll talk about their joint practice today. I'll give you the official training camp report. Training camp reports on WQAM are sponsored by Miami-Dade County Public Schools Technical Colleges. MDCPS Technical Colleges offer over 60 affordable accredited programs, day or evening, hands-on training aligned with local employers. Call 305-558-8000 or visit careerinayear.com and launch your future today. So the practice, the joint practice, got underway about 11:30 Eastern time. The game is Sunday at 1 o'clock. You can watch it on CBS4 here in Miami. It'll be Goldie and Kim Bocamper on the call and Mike Cugno prowling the sidelines. And so you can watch that. So one of the notes that I had for myself for the training camp report was Omar Kelly's tweet, which was as practice was getting underway. Tyreek Hill is battling an oblique injury and not practicing today, but he did take the receivers and Tua bowling yesterday.
Huh?
I say Tyreek Hill is battling an oblique injury and not practicing, but he did take the receivers and Tua bowling yesterday.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurice's, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
That probably is great for the team. Nothing.
Who doesn't like a little bowling?
Man, get out of here, Tyreek.
What do you mean?
Bowling?
Bowling.
This goes back to the ping pong table they had. What are we talking about here, Hawk? Omar, what are we talking about here?
I mean, they're in Chicago. They wanted to probably get a little deep dish, have a little bowling. I mean, do you have a little bowling? I don't know if I had the right terminology there. Do you have a little bowling? Do you have a catch or do you play catch? This has been a big topic of conversation since Field of Dreams. I'm guessing, Appel, you've never seen Field of Dreams, just knowing your history.
No, I've seen Field of Dreams.
You have?
Yeah.
All right. Is it have a catch or play catch?
I always played catch.
Played catch. I always played catch with my dad.
Yeah, that's what you're supposed to do.
But they have a catch in Field of Dreams.
But that doesn't make any sense.
Well, people argue that it's have a catch. Hey, you want to go outside and have a catch?
Have one catch.
Well,
that's
I guess,
we're outside for 8 seconds?
Right. I guess theoretically it would be, hey, do you want to go outside and have some catches?
Yes. We need some plurals.
One catch really would be terrible.
One person's arm.
That would be very unfulfilling for everyone.
I never get a chance to throw.
Could you ever go outside and have one catch?
So it's never my turn to throw.
Well, anyway, that was the note from Omar Kelly.
All this stuff is cute, man. Go play football.
But bowling is a nice bonding experience.
Ooh, no? Why? No, you don't need to bond. You need to play football. We had a great time going to the strip club. It didn't help us play football.
Well, in 08, did you go to the strip club? I mean, maybe it did help. Maybe you didn't go in 07 and you went in 08.
Went 05, 06, 07, 08, 09, 10, 11.
In perpetuity, still going.
Records were different, but we didn't help play football, man.
Well, bowling. That's some of your training camp notes from what's going on at the joint practice. And then, you know, one of the things that Omar, and I'll get into some of the, and maybe Josh will have it in the headlines, but I'll get into some of the tweets from some of the reporters who were there about what, because it seemed like it started very poorly for the Miami Dolphins. Am I right, Josh? Like, the first tweets that started coming out, you were like, because it said play one, Patrick Paul got just put on his ass, right?
Yeah, and then they had a couple of false starts that caused Mike McDaniel to put his head in his hands from the sideline. I don't want to give too much away of the headlines, but Tua Tagovailoa also threw three interceptions today after only having one in training camp prior to today. So do with that information.
Well, I know what it means to me. Bears defense is back. I mean, this is the 85 defense again, because if you're going to pick off Tua three times, you're doing something right on defense.
I mean, Doug Plank might be back out there.
I love a Plank reference.
Hey, man, listen, pre-snap penalties, sloppy play, you can fight all you want to. That's what made you lose games.
But this is the time to get it out of your system, though.
Yes, it sure is. Yeah.
Last night, I'll get to headlines in a second, last night, who nailed Bengals minus 2.5 first quarter against the Eagles?
You did.
Thank you, Dan Day, who's off today, for that little tidbit that the Bengals, that Zach Taylor said he was going to play his starters longer than people would expect. Now, I didn't watch a second of the quarter or that game, but I know the Bengals jumped out to a 7-0 lead.
Quick.
And then the Eagles tied it 7-7. There was about 6 minutes left in the first quarter, and I said, I'm done. There's no way that there's going to be that much scoring in the first quarter. Mm-hmm. Notoriously, unders hit during preseason. And I think that game went like to 60. I think there was like 60 points put up on the board. But the Bengals came back and scored another touchdown in the first quarter. And so we won that bet. So I live to see another day on the app. Today is also National Whataburger Day. So we'll talk about that during the program.
Yeah.
You know I'm a big fan of Whataburger. You and I went to Whataburger for the first time together. Neither of us had ever been there.
Oh.
We were in Dallas.
Two virgins.
Two Whataburger virgins. We broke our Whataburger cherries with their spicy ketchup.
And you harassed the damn lady for
I did
an hour.
Not. I made some conversation.
No, that lady doesn't care about the spicy ketchup. She's trying to get her $8.
I disagree. I think we had a nice moment there at the Whataburger.
Hello, ma'am. What's the different ingredient in the ketchup and the spicy ketchup?
That is such my move at all restaurants. I got a coffee down at Vice City here at the Citadel.
Mm-hmm.
I got a coffee. And I said to the lady working behind the thing, I go, how's business? Now, I don't come to the studio very often, admittedly. I think they've been here several years. Mm-hmm. But for me, they're new because it was my first coffee there. Uh-huh. So I'm like, so are people, they're taken to the coffee's place here? Like,
yeah.
They have a couple new places down there. They have like a breakfast place almost that's like three stalls wide, really? Like a triple wide.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's some good stuff here at the Citadel.
And Hunk, you think the midday employee knows the numbers?
I was telling her the history of Sweet and Low because I like Sweet and Low for my sweetener, and she was a young girl, and I'm like, you know, the pink one, Sweet and Low, and she's like, oh, we have yellow or green or whatever, and I'm like, well, one of the reasons Sweet and Low fell out of favor was because of the saccharin, and back in the 80s and 90s, there was a big scare that saccharin was causing cancer, and so I gave her a whole history as to why a lot of places don't have Sweet and Low anymore.
So Lillian, on her fifth hour of 8-hour shift, wants to hear that.
Well, I'm just saying I think I made a connection, and if you can handle the 3 o'clock hour.
Lillian gets off at 3.
I'm a head back down there. I told her I'll pick. She can pick out anything she wants at the vintage store. It's on me.
Leave these people alone, man.
I like,
man,
making conversation. All right, let's get headlines with Josh Appel, who's filling in for Dan Day, who's filling in for Alejandro Solana. Headlines brought to you by Doral Hyundai, the number one Hyundai store in the nation, just went full beast mode. Doral Hyundai, where the deals are monstrous and the prices don't survive. No one sells for less. No one.
Well, it's great to be with you guys on FM 104.3. I mean, this is what a time to be alive. A time
well,
of
say
our
it
lives.
The right way. Say it the official way.
104.3 FM WQAM, Miami sports leader.
Very good. Oh, the only thing that I would say is being a radio pro, and I don't know if you ever got this this lesson before. I have when I was a youngster, WQAM. When you're doing radio, it's W, not W, which is what you said.
Hmm.
WQAM. You're a professional broadcaster, so try it again.
I'll W work on it.
you know how you I do Will Wido? Those are W. Not W's. Not W's.
W.
Dub, not W. W.
W.
No.
W.
Yes. Now repeat after me. WANBC.
WANBC.
You ever see Private Parts, Appel?
Pig vomit.
WANBC. Say it after me.
WANBC.
WANBC.
I will say I am a little disappointed that you got your hair back on FM and
right?
gained some height. I still am bald.
No, you're still on FM. You sound like you have a full head of hair.
Do I?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Weirdly, you sound shorter, though. So I don't know what's going on there.
So you turned into Fabio.
I've turned into Fabio, yeah.
He turned into Pete Carroll?
Yeah. No, he's like he's a short guy with a good head of hair. Who was that Jets, the Browns coach? Then he went to the Jets. Who was that?
Eric Mangini?
Yeah, Eric Mangini. So somehow Appel has become Eric Mangini.
You're Fabio and
yes, I don't know how it happened. I mean, Mangini's got a good head of hair, just short.
And he's heavy, and he has terrible teeth.
Isn't that funny? I don't know if anybody ever has been compared to Eric Mangini. Hey, you know, you remind me of Eric Mangini.
I was just about to say what a horrible person to be compared to.
I was going
to
say.
You know, you remind me of Mike Tannenbaum. You kind of resemble Mike Tannenbaum a little bit. All right, here are your headlines. Well, we'll start with the Marlins. They dropped the first game of a 5-game series against the Braves last night, 8-6. Marlins were up 6-2 going into the sixth inning. And I won't name names, but Chris Guccione, the home plate umpire, probably shouldn't show his face in South Florida ever again after last night.
All right, fair enough.
Yeah. Jacob Marcy, Barry Bonds, had two more hits last night, another RBI for him. Game two is tonight.
Marcy Militia in full effect.
Mm-hmm. I'm ready.
Did Matt Mervis sign with Seattle?
Oh,
do we know?
Gracious.
I saw one report that he was signing with the Mariners organization.
Well, I saw that tweet too. I'm not really sure it's a report. I think it might just be a fan who's like making up stuff.
Possible. It's possible.
Because I had the same thought.
It's very difficult to get Matt Mervis news. I don't know if you're you're aware.
Well, I just assume that you at this point were subscribed to the RSS feed for Matt Mervis.
Well, it's notoriously slim pickings, the RSS feed for Mervis.
Well, I will try and track down the Mervis news. But in the meantime, the Marlins play again tonight at Truist Park, 7:15. Edward Cabrera starts for the Marlins. They're 6.5 back in the wild card.
Oh, if you look further down on that guy's report, because someone responded, perfect. They have a replacement for when the Marlins signed Naylor in the offseason, LOL. And the guy responded, Mariners didn't actually sign him. I'm just joking.
Ah, there you go. So, still a free agent.
He's still. How's that guy not in the minors?
I'm a free agent.
But how?
Hulk, Mervis, I'm a free agent right now.
Matt Mervis had 61 home runs.
Well, he's not good
in
enough
the four
to play.
Weeks he was in Jack in the minors.
Because he's never going to go up. They want farm systems. He's
had seven dongs in the majors. What are we talking about here?
You have a farm system to go to farm them into the majors. He's never playing in the majors again. So why keep him on the farm?
Well,
team?
Then he should be on the Savannah Bananas or something. This guy can.
He should coach or, high school. He should be a batting coach at high school.
Well, regardless, I wish him well.
Very nice, Josh.
Thank you. The Dolphins, they play on Sunday in Chicago against the Bears. First preseason game kickoff is at 1 o'clock. You guys were just talking about their joint practice today. Tua threw three interceptions. Alexander Mattison fumbled twice. Joe Shad said the offensive line was inconsistent. Jordan Brooks had a good day.
Okay.
Tyrell Dodson had a good day. Minka Fitzpatrick was talking about some of the guys in the defense who were getting on some of their teammates about raising to the level here for these types of practices. Some other news, though, towards the end, on a play that Jack Jones, if you remember, the Dolphins signed to basically be a body and start at corner because they have nobody else.
Right.
He was flagged for pass interference and on the same play had to be helped off the field by Teron Armstead and then left the field in a golf cart. So we don't have an update on Jack Jones other than he left practice early. No Alec Ingold today, still in concussion protocol. Cam Smith also not practicing.
Mike McDaniel walking by media members. David Fioronis tweets, as the Dolphins and Bears came off the practice field, Fioronis leads you to an Omar Kelly tweet where McDaniel, the quote is, McDaniel on the feisty nature of practice. It happens. You guys just don't usually see it.
Yeah, you do fight. The whole thing, they fought themselves, though. That doesn't happen very often.
Mike McDaniel definitely heard about Mike Vrabel getting involved in a scrum.
I think so.
Oh, yeah.
And decided he was going to do it himself. Right?
I think they decided at bowling.
Yeah, but if you heard there's some sumo wrestlers and you can't sumo wrestle, like, Vrabel's made for a fight.
If I said out of 32 NFL head coaches, where on the list would Mike McDaniel land as possible combatant in a fight amongst players?
32.
Okay, hold on. You guys have 32? Andy Reid getting into a scrum before Mike
McDaniel. Oh, yeah. You steal his bagel?
Yeah. Okay, Bradshaw.
You take that like, out of
the only thing I take into account is age, maybe. So Pete Carroll's what, 72, 73? He's got fire in him. Yeah. He doesn't know he's 72.
No. But Mike McDaniel's just little and he's gentle.
He's by far the smallest head coach in the league, right?
Has to be, yes.
Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah.
Off the top of my head. Hawk, you mentioned you won your Bengals bet last night.
Yeah.
In one of the other preseason games, Anthony Richardson, quarterback of the Colts, the Dolphins' week one opponent.
Unbelievable.
Literally like the third or fourth play of the game, Richardson doesn't see the blitzer off the edge, gets sacked, leaves the game, turns out dislocated pinky, but reports say he should be back at practice this week. It looked a lot worse.
It did look bad. Yeah. He is snake bit, man.
But fragile.
But he doesn't look like he should be fragile.
That's the thing. They get that Tua that note, but he's hurt more than Tua.
Right.
Yeah. Tua doesn't look the part. So he looks the big part, but he always gets hurt. No, he's a fragile. And he's a Gator. But just – and I think it's good for the Dolphins. Week one, I don't want to play him because he can have a crazy game.
Problem is Daniel Jones maybe – like – who was the quarterback last season? They ended up getting the backup, and they probably would have been better off with the starter. Which game am I thinking of? Is it was it the Titans, maybe?
Oh, where they played Mason Rudolph instead of Will Levis?
Is that what it was? I think so. Something like
That's
that.
That's what it was.
A guy like Daniel Jones, he's done it, and he's had some big games as a starter for a big – I mean, there's a reason he got that contract. So yes. It's like, who do you think – I wonder how the odds are affected, the line is affected via Daniel Jones or Anthony Richardson. Are the Colts bigger favorites with Daniel Jones?
No. No.
I don't know.
Daniel Jones isn't the Hawk is Daniel Jones.
I think everybody's last memory of Daniel Jones probably makes it that Anthony Richardson has the Colts slightly higher favorite.
I'm not certain. I'm literally not certain because they get, especially the first game of the season where they're, you know, there's no contact and there's like it's almost a preseason game.
Yeah, a little warm up.
Guys who have veteran experience, I think, get an edge.
All his experience were butt kicking.
No, that's not true.
He's like 11.
What contract did he sign with the Giants? Like $200 million?
I know a lot of. Wasn't for getting his ass kicked. A lot of rich people that are terrible.
But it was based off a good season.
No,
yes.
They went to Minnesota. Then they win a playoff game.
It was a good season.
Daniel Jones bowl.
Yeah. One season.
Really?
I don't think they won that game, but they definitely made the playoffs.
Matt Cassel balled for one season. It happens.
He did. Nearly won the division that year.
Yeah.
And he was terrible.
I don't want to bring up bad memories.
The Miami Heat today announced that Haywood Highsmith underwent successful surgery this morning to repair a meniscal tear in his right knee, which he suffered while training in Baltimore. He's expected to miss 8 to 10 weeks starting now with the rehab process. So it sounds like he should be okay when it's time for the season to begin.
All right.
Nathaniel Hackett's 5'7".
Nathaniel Hackett is 5'7"?
Yeah.
And how tall is McDaniel?
5'9".
McDaniel's 5'9"?
5'9".
He ain't 5'9".
I don't think he's 5'9" either. John Gruden's 5'10". Sean McVay.
What's up?
So we're counting Nathaniel Hackett, though?
Vince Lombardi was 5'8".
How tall was Eric Mangini?
How tall are you, Josh?
How tall was Eric Mangini? I can't find it.
Right.
Inter Miami, they're through to the quarterfinals of the League Cup. They'll face Tigres on either the 19th or the 20th of this month at home. Their next league match in MLS is this Sunday night against Orlando City. That'll do it for headlines. Your weather? Sunny, hot. Some clouds, not chemtrails, just clouds.
Very nice. Well, we think. We're not certain. Gino Toretta is going to join us in the next segment, so don't go anywhere.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
I'm just saying that I'm Hawk. We talk Tua. Hawk Tua.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature. With over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Very interested to see how Gino Toretta sounds in FM. He may sound like me, because I sound, Gino, like I have a full head of hair on FM. I sound taller. I sound manlier. Huh. Sound huskier. Husky. I sound intimidating on FM. Honestly, because you can flip between the AM and the FM right now. You listen to me on AM right now, you're like, who's that girly man on the sports talk station? You go to FM, you're like, I'm not messing with that dude right now on that sports talk station.
Husky of flattery?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. On radio? Husky? Sure. Yeah. Listen to that huskiness.
As the chair of Face for Radio, I'm thinking I sound pretty damn good on FM 104.
Well, I am I am the vice president chair of Face for Radio. I appreciate the commiseration on that. Gino Toretta is with us on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline, Heisman Trophy winner at the University of Miami, and he's a broadcaster now with Gino Toretta's Touchdown Radio, which, by the way, has a great lineup of games this year, Gino. I was looking at the lineup. So you've got UM Notre Dame, so you'll have the national broadcast of that. And then what else do you have here? Oh, you've got the Miami Florida game.
Yep, and then the Iron Bowl at the end of the year. I think Ole Miss Georgia, I think Ohio State go out to Oregon for a battle.
Woo.
You know, sometimes my schedule might also the final determinant might be where the best food is and the best city. So
I know how he schedules. I know that,
you see those Auburn games and you think I'm going to Auburn, but I just stay in Atlanta, and the best Italian restaurant outside of New York is in Atlanta, La Grana. So I know I have two visits going to the Auburn games, and then that Georgia game, I'm staying to Atlanta and just driving, hustling in and out of Athens. So,
see, because Gino owns the company, so I have a feel like most broadcasters, you know, they look over rosters, historical matchups, and I think Gino gets like a map of golf courses around the country.
No golf, just food. We're not abiding by the $57 maximum federal limit on the reimbursement of expenses. Let me put it to you that way. So.
Yeah, very nice. Good gig if you can get it.
Tell me.
I want to talk to you, Gino, because you were in Italy for like 2 months this summer. So I gotta find out how much Aperol Spritz he drank. Oh, but we'll get to it in a second. I want to talk some college football, manly stuff. We're gonna have a manly conversation about Aperol Spritz.
Right. Get him, Husky.
When the Canes open at the end of the month against Notre Dame, is there gonna be a significant drop off at quarterback going from Cam Ward to Carson Beck? I know Carson Beck is good, but how much of a drop off? Like, he's not first round overall pick in the, you know, first overall pick in the NFL draft good, I don't think. So what kind of drop off are we looking at?
Well, I don't know. I might disagree with you there, because I think if we go last year this time, Carson Beck was considered a candidate to be a top five pick. And, you know, they didn't have the best of weapons at Georgia last year. He didn't make the improvement that everybody thought he was going to go make. I mean, I will say this. When he lines up, he's got size. He's got, you know, more ability throwing the ball than probably 99% of the guys playing the game. Like, there is no doubt questioning any kind of physical ability with Carson Beck. Now, when you're talking about comparing Carson Beck to the guy that had the best statistical season any University of Miami quarterbacks had ever. So I would think there would be a drop-off. Plus, they've lost, you know, I was looking at the stats for UM today. I think the top 10 pass catchers on the team are gone. I mean, like their top guy had caught like 10 balls last year. So, you know, that's obviously going to be, you're as good as your weapons around you. So they got some young, talented weapons that we don't, that haven't, you know, made 50 or 60 catches in a season. So I think that's going to be a big determinant of how good a season he is. But there is no question in Carson Beck's physical ability. I would just say, and Shannon Dawson and Cam clicked in a matter of a spring and a season. Now, he hasn't had spring because he was injured. Better than anybody. So, you know, I think there might be some growing pains. And the, you know, for UM, they got no chance. I mean, Notre Dame's pretty stacked. There's some pretty talented team that were in the playoffs last year. You know, you got Florida at the end of September. Their schedule is a lot harder this year than last year.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, Gino, because I've been talking. You know, Ryan Clark, my buddy, his son Joe Clark played. Jordan was at Notre Dame, and I kind of, you know, got cool with Marcus Freeman, some guys up there. Everybody's telling me Notre Dame is loaded this year. And I'm not trying to make a, you know, scare everybody in South Florida, but like Hawk and myself were talking about it. We were like, if the Canes win by 20, we wouldn't be surprised. But if Notre Dame blows them out by 30, we wouldn't be surprised either. Like, is Notre Dame that good?
Well, I think they have a lot of talent, and they're, you know, they were in the playoffs. They didn't lose the amount of talent that UM did. I would say this, Channing, and you and I both know as participants when they used to have two-a-days down here, bro, I don't care what time it is, a game in the end of August, those boys from the Midwest, they'll be sitting on their helmets at the end of a quarter. There is no ifs, ands, or buts about it. The humidity is gonna wear them out. And you know, there's no way to prepare for it. So I think that is a big edge to Miami to play them early. I wish the game was at noon, because then it would be just be torture on them. But we had to go to prime time and Sunday night.
He wishes it was at noon, because then he'd have the night free to hit Prime Italian, because he's got to go to the city. You know, he's got to go to the best Italian restaurant in the city that he's in.
As I look for travel, Hawk, my next game, I think my second game's in Iowa, and I'm like, wait a sec, that's Central Time Zone noon kick? That's 11 a.m.? Bro, I'm a 4:30 flight out of there. I'll be home on Saturday night having a beat Hugo.
What, well, Aperol Spritz. Let's not get cutesy with the Hugo Spritz. Nah, we'll stick with the Aperol Spritz. You like that scheduling by the Hurricanes? They're playing a monster team to open the season in primetime at home. Yeah. And I wonder if you risk, you know, setting a bad tone for the season if you do get blown out, again, by a team that on paper is probably a much better team.
I love it. You want to be the best, you got to beat the best. I mean, you know, it's no ifs, ands, or buts. I think any player's like, damn right, first game we lace them up and we have an opportunity to make a statement to the rest of the college football, like, hey, all right, we lost the first pick of the draft, we lost the talent, but we just went out there and we took care of business against a team that was in the playoffs last year. I did in championship. So that I look at that as, you know, that's what we were like. You know, back when you could actually schedule different games, you know, and you could play out of conference people, it seems like now everything's kind of set. You know, we don't get, you know, we have Texas and Ohio State this year start off, Miami, Notre Dame. Yeah, it was, all right, put the best teams on our schedule. We want to be the best. We got to go out there and lace them up and win.
And, Gino, do you like the, because, you know, being a Heisman winning quarterback, but brought in Cam, and he was great. He was amazing. Now they had to bring in Carson. Like, do you like if you're just bringing in a veteran, a different proven quarterback? You know, you're not developing anybody. But with the new NIL and with the new college football, bringing in a established starting quarterback every year like the Canes have done for 2 years. Do you like that from a, you know, I don't know if this is where college football is going pretty much, but it seems like that's the approach to the Canes quarterback situation.
Well, I think to me, no. I would much rather have a kid, you know, come in when I did when I was 17 years old, and you know what? They told me you might start your fifth year, and that's what I would like to see, because and then you know you have guys on the roster that can play. I think that with the portal, what it does for coaches is it allows them to say, you know what, we feel good about our position, any position on the field, but oh, by the way, we can go out and pay to get an all-pro. I mean, you know, you'd ask any GM in the pro NFL, they'd be like, you know, we feel pretty good about our quarterback, but we can get a top five guy next year? Hell yeah. You know what? And it takes out, I guess, the risk of turnover with roster. You know, so I don't like it from that standpoint. I think, I mean, I like Emery. I know he didn't have a great bowl game. You know, I thought he played well before he broke his arm against Florida State. I like him. Nickel played well. You know, they have some talented quarterbacks on their roster. I hope that college football doesn't become we're not the only playing time guys are getting is at lower divisions, and then when they light it up, they're going to come here. I would much rather have a kid redshirt as a, you know what, develop his body, become, you know, grow into, you know, a 19-year-old kid and grow into size, and then be like, you know what, he's exactly what we thought he was going to develop into, and I don't have a problem going out there week one and putting Toretta out there. And, you know, I didn't have a choice. I got thrown out there as a redshirt freshman when Craig Erickson got hurt. But I would much rather it be my coaches or the coaches feel that, you know what, hey, we recruited this kid for a reason. We think he can be the starter. He's going to be the starter. Now, you know as well as I do, you lace out, you know, you trot out a rookie or a freshman or sophomore with no snaps under his belt. There is the question when live bullets are being fired in between them white lines if he's going to perform like he does on your practice field. But, you know, you hope that your preparation and practice has prepared him for that. So I hope that we don't maybe use it as a crutch, or all of college football. But you know as well as I do, they're all going to use it as a crutch, because if you give somebody an out, free agency to say – you know, or portal, whatever you want to call it, to say, hey, we can go out and get a guy that's already played, just to have him as insurance, they're going to do it.
Hey, do you remember your first snaps for Minnesota? Like, do you remember being nervous or being confident? Do you remember what it was like?
Well, at UM? Oh, yeah.
No. No, in the NFL.
You know, I can remember, so.
Because wasn't it for the Vikings? Yeah.
We had five QBs in training camp, and so I didn't get a lot of reps. I can remember we played in Berlin, I think our first preseason game, and I remember, like, coming up, I was all prepared, and, like, you know, they came up in a blitz, and it was like, you know, you guys are talking about the practices of fights. Dude, in Minnesota, we practiced Kansas City, we practiced different teams. Every day of every practice against somebody else, you fought. Everybody fought. The D-line fought. The O-line fought. It was just you fought.
Who was your coach, by the way?
Denny Green. But I got all excited. They came up and blitz, and I'm audible. And you want to talk about getting nervous. I'm like, white 10. And, like, the whole offense jumped off sides. They're like, what the hell snap count was that? You know what I mean? I got so excited that I knew the answer to the question. Yeah. And I didn't execute the transfer of information to everybody else in the proper form.
That makes me think of Crowder when he was a rookie. Tell him when you ran in, as I think it was in camp, right?
Man, what was his name? A big old country white dude. Man, he's a coach. Man, just a big old vet, 13, right. 14-year vetty coach, Gino. And I ran in the huddle, and, you know, they were like, hey, go run Mike. Zach's in the huddle. Zach's running the defense, and I get a chance to go in. And I'm from Atlanta. I got a country accent. And I run in, basically under 007, and Justin, none of this country bleep. Call the defense like we call our defense. Coach, he's screaming at me. We had Vonnie Holiday, Kevin Carter, Jason Taylor, Junior Seau. Like, we had Hall of Famers in the huddle, and I'm getting cussed out during camp. I'm like, yeah, this NFL might not be for me, Gino. This is crazy.
Yeah. You got all those guys like, easy, Rook. Don't worry. We got you.
The first
you
know couple that? Times, they were trying to send him into an NFL game, right? Didn't Junior keep waving you off?
They wanted to get Junior out the game, and he said, go get Junior Crowder, and I'd run to the hash.
Because what, you were better in coverage?
I know. Junior's calf was hurt, so they saw him limping, but he didn't want to come off the field. Crowder, go run and get Junior. I'd get to the hash. Junior would put his big paw up and wave me back, and I'd run to the sideline. Crowder, I told you to get Junior. Coach Junior told me he didn't want to come out. Go get him. And I just did wind sprints. Back and forth.
You were just running. You were running in the play back and forth.
I was playing red light, green light with Junior Seau on an NFL field.
I'm good, buddy. The coach told me no, I'm good, buddy.
The only time I feared for my life probably in a huddle was my redshirt freshman year, and I think it was my second start. And we're playing San Jose State at home in the Orange Bowl, and they blitzed almost every play, and one play I called, and I'm like, all right, it's just a run. Hell, I'm going to go on first sound and just let the old lineman come off and just pound them. They come down a blitz, and I know I got an audible. And I'm like, and you had to, like, walk up to the line of scrimmage almost tiptoeing, to easy, 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 make them not sure they jump off sides. And we're going in the Hawk. It was a student section, was over on the right, and Luke Cristobal was at right guard, and he jumped off sides. And I swear to God, I got in the huddle, and Lou was ready to physically kill me. I mean, he was screaming, so you can't do this. The student section's right here. I can't hear you. I mean, Bobby Garcia, our center, Mike Sullivan, left tackle. These guys are fifth year. They're like, Lou, calm down. He's a freshman. Relax. And I swear to God, I was like, okay, am I all right? Call
like, I'm play. Like, you're like, you know, I'm literally going to get my ass kicked in the huddle by one of my linemen.
I thought I was going to get my butt kicked by my own lineman after he jumped off. I mean, like Lou was ready to kill me in the huddle. I was just like, oh boy, this isn't starting well for me.
You can see Toretta's style though, because one of his first plays there at UM, he's audibling out of it. One of his first plays with the Viking, he's audibling out of it. Somebody had a little complex about being smarter than the coach and smarter than the defense.
Let me do that.
Well, then my actual first play when Craig Erickson got hurt as a redshirt freshman, we're on the road to Michigan State, and I promptly dropped back and threw a pick to Carlos Jenkins, who played outside linebacker, who played 15 years in the league. He played with me in Minnesota, and I'm like, huh, so that's the difference of guys that make it to the NFL. I'm like, there was no way I was not going to throw a fastball by him. He stuck his arm out. He had a wingspan about like 8 feet. I was like, damn, how the hell did he get that ball?
I found him. It was Jeff's Ganina.
Oh, is that the guy who yelled at you?
It was his 15th year in the league, 6'4", 310. Don't start any of that country crap. Call the call like we called the call.
Crowder, Scanina and I played the East-West Shrine game together. He had the largest calves of any human being I've ever seen. And he just like – he was he was a Purdue guy, right? He was – he was Illinois. Skeener, I'm trying to think. He was a
Purdue.
Big Ten guy.
Purdue.
But he Purdue.
From Illinois, went to Purdue.
Purdue. He was one of those dudes – remember when you watched games and it was like Ohio State, Michigan, Penn State, you know, Indiana, Purdue, all the Big Ten teams, and it was just like blockheads. Those guys' necks were as wide as their head, and like that was Skanina. I mean, just like huge calves, but a great, great dude. Oh, yeah, that is
funny. He had no use for Crowder's Southern drawl in that huddle, man.
And he lived in Ronnie Brown's neighborhood. So it'd be a random, a February weekend, and I'd be over Ronnie's house, and we'd be like, hey, let's go mess with Skanina. So we'd scatter trash in his front yard and knock on his door, and he would start screaming and cussing, Ronnie, I'm going to kill you. He knew it was us. We just had a good time.
That's excellent. All right, we got a break. I can't even ask you about Aperol Spritz, but we'll talk about your Italy trip later on this month as we get closer to UM Notre Dame. Gino Toretta, the Heisman Trophy winner. Thanks, Gino.
Sounds good. See you guys.
All right, there you go. Gino Toretta. Love it when it's football season because we get all the good football stories. Don't go anywhere. We still got a lot to get through here.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
Everything that comes out of my mouth is generally wrong.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow!
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.